Okay, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring this public hearing continuance to order. We met earlier and chose to continue this. The public hearing is still open for additional testimony or submittals if you would like to do so. How many were here last time? And then is there anybody new? You're going to be mind your P's and Q's, or are you going to make me read all of this again? To
No, that's fine.
Oh, good. Thank you. We appreciate that very much. So for the sake of clarity, though, we will do the oath of affirmation for those who are wanting to have the ability to speak before the board. So if the clerk would do that.
Could be you, Sabrina and Jay. Sabrina Michelle, Jay Gibbons, Darren Taylor, Destiny Platt, Mike Johnson, Kevin Glenn. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give will be the hope, the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? So help you God.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll start out in similar fashion that we always do. Is there additional information that DSD would like to present to the board before we consider additional testimony?
Mr. Chair and Commissioners, I actually would defer and ask PA Wesley to start that conversation with some of the additional work that's been done since our last week.
Okay.
Questions after public testimony.
Thank you.
Chairman, I've provided you with an agreement titled Lease Agreement to Use County Road Right-of-Way Easement. This was provided to DSD and myself by Darren Taylor on behalf of the applicant earlier in the week. And we've had the opportunity to review that as I think one of the options we discussed at the end of the last hearing was exploring what an agreement like this would look like. So Mr. Taylor has provided that. We've not yet had the opportunity to go back and forth with any corrections or edits that we would make or review it with the Bureau of Reclamation. But I just wanted to, since we had the opportunity today, walk you through what Mr. Taylor has proposed, discuss the things that I would need to change before it became an official agreement, and sort of go over the pros and cons of this form of agreement.
Okay.
So Mr. Taylor has prepared this, and it's in a similar form to what the highway districts would do. And I think at the end of the day, if the county was to pursue an agreement like this, it would be in substantially the sort of same format, similar terms. There would be changes, but something like this. One thing we would need to do would be to include potentially the property owner, other property owners who would use that roadway, who are parties to this, so that we can have all of the T's crossed. And so the basics of this is in exchange for access to this Bureau of Reclamation County Road right-of-way easement, that the plats would pave and maintain that stretch to a different standard. Don't know that we've gotten very specific in there besides saying that it would be let's see what terms did we use. It would essentially be a do you recall where that's at? Oh, all-weather driving surface. I've got it highlighted here, next page. It would be improved to an all-weather driving surface and to be passable year-round. I do think before we settled on an agreement like this, we would need to engage an engineer on behalf of the county, and we could discuss who would pay that or who wouldn't pay for that to do some tests, make sure we're describing that surface right, make sure we're getting whatever depth we need or would require for the amount of traffic that would pass there. And then to make sure that whatever entrance, ingress, egress we have off that road from Goodson Road would meet the highway district standards. Because I heard some concerns expressed in the last hearing about the turnoff onto that road. There might need to be an apron or something there in order to satisfy the highway district. So we would have to explore all of that and get those terms really nailed down before we entered into an agreement like this. One thing I did want to highlight that would probably not be an acceptable term to the county is 3.2, which is for good cause, the county may terminate the license agreement at any time by giving notice of at least 60 calendar days prior to the termination, as long as the plat parcel has legal access from a publicly owned and maintained road, i.e. is not landlocked. As we discussed in that last hearing, and when we reviewed this Bureau of Reclamation agreement that the county has, it's not just the county's sole right to terminate that agreement. The Bureau of Rec also has some authority to terminate that in certain conditions. And so the county could not make a commitment like that to maintain this in perpetuity or to provide some other public access in the event that was closed. Again, we don't maintain any other public roads. And so that it really would be outside of our purview. We also need to nail down the maintenance responsibilities and costs going forward. Obviously, a roadway like this needs to be maintained over time. And so we need to make sure that we've got provisions in here about how we're going to collect that, who's going to make those determinations, and that sort of thing. But the basics are there in this agreement. Section 5, they would indemnify us, which is something we would require. I would also probably get rid of Section 7, the dispute resolution section, which would require arbitration, probably would lean towards just recommending a mediation, and then everybody would have the right to pursue it in court if we couldn't come to a resolution. That's usually the county's preference. So with that, those are sort of the highlights of that agreement. I don't know that an agreement like this, as we discussed, this is one option. I don't think it resolves the issue of some of the issues we discussed in the last hearing, which being the county just doesn't have a dedicated public road crew. We don't have those sort of resources at hand. And so manages this in the county? Does it go to facilities? Is it something that DSD needs to keep track of? That's something that we'll need to resolve internally if we're going to pursue something like this. And then going back to that issue that I discussed with Clause 3.2, there's still the issue of permanence. So if the Bureau of Reclamation or the county needed to get out of that Bureau of Reclamation agreement, it would still leave these parcels landlocked, without an entry if this was the only provision for an egress, ingress that was provided for. The federal authority over that property is always going to trump any private or county interest. And so I think anything that would happen on that little stretch of Bureau of Rec land would always be subject to some impermanence, some potential that the Bureau of Rec would need to change the access or restrict it completely. Did I miss anything that you can think of, Sabrina, Jay?
No, I think that you have, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, I think Zach covered the basis and the choices you have or responsibilities that the county will have if they, if you propose to enter into a license agreement for use of that. At the same time, the Platts property was properly split through our code requirements, and it does have access. That parcel will never be cut off from public access. It was designated to run or be addressed off of Indecision Lane, which is an approved private road. So not worried about access being taken away from the Platts property that's in place already.
Chairman?
Yes.
I'm just following up, but some items may be of interest on Section 3 Access Permission 3.1.3. This is a discussion point talking about an all-weather driving surface, and maybe you covered this, Zach, 20 feet, but 20 feet fails to meet the county standard, if I understood that correct?
Right. Private road, would that be within the driveway standards?
Yes, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, that would be a driveway standard. However, the easement on even a driveway standard is 28 feet, which is 4 feet on each side. So I think that is part of the discussion is, one, is there a purpose and need for the county to continue to have this 25-foot by 607-foot parcel? And if so, to what standard is it appropriate? Is it to a driveway standard? Is it to a private road standard? Or is it to a public road standard? In this case, it doesn't meet any of those. The driving surface does, but the easement would not.
Okay. And then a follow-up question, whoever wants to field this. There is access being taken off of this from, is it Goodson Road? Yes. So what kind of a road is this? Is it an irrigation road for farm equipment? Has it been improved at all? What does it qualify for?
So, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, you're speaking about the county's?
Correct. Yep.
It is an easement, right? It's a right-of-way easement is how it's described in the contract. It is not officially any road. It's not a local road. It's not a driveway. It's parcel that is there that has been historically used over time for different purposes, but nothing legally or officially. Jay can speak more to it, but even the parcel in the back, there is not a legal easement that we were able to find from any recorded documents saying that there's been any permission officially given. So anything that has been occurring has been an informal historic use. It is just a right-of-way easement.
Okay. And then I don't want to preempt any answer, but maybe you could, in tandem, if you have more commentary on that, I want to state again, I was a part of this decision-making process when this land division occurred. And one of the criteria that we have to find as a part of our decision-making process in a quasi-judicial setting is, does legal access to the property exist? So you've affirmed on the record again that when this parcel was divided off and the findings were made, legal access through a conventional method that meets county standard was met. Thank you.
Yeah. Mr. Chair and Commissioners, if I may also agree, when we approved the administrative division, the access was provided, as an example, through a survey that the applicant provided. The applicant has asserted that the survey was incorrect and that they do not have access off of Indecision through the private road driveway that was part of the administrative division would have been set aside. If that is indeed true, which the burden of proof is on the applicant, what we had is it was approved, the administrative decision was approved with that basis. So if that is not true, one of the ramifications is that the administrative division would become defunct and that would not be a parcel. So if nothing else from this process happens, that would be the part that we would have to address. And in that case, the remedy would be the private property owner would need to demonstrate what their access is and or find an easement through the parcel that was divided.
And Chairman, the burden of proof for that, the demonstration of that, falls on the applicant, not on the county. Is that correct?
Chair and Commissioners, correct. And at the time in 2021 of that administrative decision, the survey that was provided did show that that was an easement for that use, for an egress-ingress.
And Chairman, I'm just saying for the record again, the board takes information and evaluates information based on what's been provided in either written or oral testimony. And we assume that that information from a surveyor would have been factual.
Mr. Chair and Commissioners, yes. We have had some cases where what they applied for ended up having some sort of civil disagreement later that they didn't have it, and the private parties would have to work out what that easement looks like.
And then, Chairman, I have another concern, and PA Wesley alluded to this. It's on 3.1.6. Ms. Platt would notify a county enforcement officer when they become aware of an issue. It sounds like that there could potentially be other code enforcement issues. I guess I'm struggling a little bit with the idea that county resources are dedicated to a singular parcel where there could be potential issues, county services issues that affect as a public nuisance, which, I mean, I guess this would qualify, but I think maybe you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner Van Beek. I'll go circle back to 3.13, where what we talked about earlier. So we are limited in what we can do on that Bureau of Rec land with what we've got. It's 25 feet, and so a private road standards would always be too wide for that. The driveway standard could fit within there. That's why I went back to, we probably need to get an engineer to tell us what would be sufficient and what not would not be, and maybe identify some signage or something if we need to limit the traffic. The turnarounds, fire turnarounds would have to be on other parcels, not on the Bureau of Rec parcel. 20 feet is probably not big enough for a fire turnaround. We're going to have to go through whatever fire district has jurisdiction to verify that and make sure we've got those things covered. I think 3.16 is sort of just general. Who are you going to notify if there's a problem on the road? And that's something that I think the county needs to decide before we enter into an agreement like this. Who is the point of contact? Who's dealing with the day-to-day stuff? Because we don't have any other county roads. Is it facilities? Does it need to go through DSD or somebody else? That's something that we've got to work out internally.
Thank you. And so I'm just going to state it again. What I heard you say is that there is not a way to make a road meet a county standard from that distance between Goodson down to the edge of that property. On the other side, there potentially is room there to do something, but you would have to get permission from private property owners through that property to make that road conforming, first of all, to county standards, and then available for passage.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, yes, 25 feet at the minimum of our current standard does not provide for enough all-weather driving surface and the easement width for what currently is in a driveway. If the county commissioners wanted to say, yes, we're going to have a private party create this as a access road, it would have to be like a different kind of classification than our current standard. And that's what PA's Wesley is referring to, that from a liability perspective, one of the concerns that we've voiced is this is an anomaly, and we don't know the geotech underneath it. At the time, I would make the assumption that when our code was created, there was a reason why it was 20 feet with 4 feet on each side for easements. So there's a reason that exists. This would be just going outside of that. It'd be going inside of that. It'd be smaller than what that standard is.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Let's take what remaining public testimony. So I'm going to have some caution here that you're welcome to add public testimony, but it needs to be non-repetitive. I think some of the issues that are before us are pretty quite clear. If you have additional points of view that would give us a different perspective, something like that is what we're looking for, to reiterate what you did a few days ago is not going to be helpful, and I might interrupt you, and I might ask the commission if they want to hear it again. So just that's what the ground rules are going to be. So with that, Darren, I assume we'll start with you, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Darren Taylor, 1434 New York Street, Middleton, Idaho, 83644, here on behalf of the Platts. We were prepared to just answer any questions you had today. We had not planned to offer a bunch of testimony. We are in support of working out a license agreement approach. I drafted the one that Mr. Wesley referred to based on three that I obtained from Canyon Highway District, and one's from 2022, one's from 2021, and one's from 2017. So I used the most recent because I figured it had the most complete set of subject matter and format. So I'd like to submit those just so it's in the county record. You're welcome to look at them if you'd ever like to. Otherwise, it's just the basis for what I drafted that on. Otherwise, I've heard a lot of what Mr. Wesley said and Ms. Minshall and Mr. Gibbons. We're happy to have a sit-down and conversation. We think we can come to an agreement regarding the language in the license agreement and the substance. A couple of issues that would really be helpful for direction from the board is this really going to be considered and treated like an easement? So it's got to have 28 feet wide easement, or is it going to be treated like right-of-way, which according to the state law and BOR agreement, 25 feet is the established width. The second issue that would be really helpful for any guidance the board might see fit to give is, are we going to treat this as a private road since it would serve only two residential units? I said private road. A driveway, since it serves only two residences. Or are we going to treat it like a private road? Because the standards for construction of those are different. Mr. Wesley brings up a couple of really good points, and that's who's going to maintain it. I think that's kind of covered in the agreement. But who do you call it, the county? If there's ever something that arises, and maybe asking the question a different way, if the Platts are, if the county needs to contact the Platts about something, who is it that's going to be doing that contacting? Is it DSD? Is it the code enforcement officer? Is it the building official? Is it the legal counsel? And I think county staff is just looking for a little direction there. I would recommend keeping this in the land use arena. As far as provisions that would not be acceptable, those are certainly ones that we can adjust, modify, and remove as needed. For example, I think Commissioner Van Beek brought up paragraph 7. I'm sorry, 3.1.3. Some of these provisions are in there because they were just in Canyon Highway District number 4s. So we don't necessarily need to have something in there saying if they see a hazardous or toxic waste spill, they'll call. That's just a carryover from Canyon 4, or I'm sorry, Highway District number 4's form. So things like that, we're happy to adjust as you would like. And Mr. Wesley brought up not having a dedicated road crew. You wouldn't necessarily need one since all the maintenance obligation is on the users. I do like the idea Mr. Wesley had about bringing in the other user in an agreement, but there is, of course, no leverage to require that. So we would be open to attempting that and helping, even making the effort to go do that. However, we can't guarantee that. We do agree with the wanting to make sure that we do what the highway district requires at the intersection between the county road and the Goodson Road public road right-of-way. Typically, if it's going to be considered a private road, then you would need a paved apron. If it's going to be considered a driveway, you would not need a paved apron from the highway district's perspective, but we would be willing to do one because it's that important. There have been enough farm implements that go in and out of there in the past and future that it just needs regular maintenance. It's just something that happens. And people out there that use it do it, and they take care of it. So we don't anticipate calling the county ever if this gets approved and signed. It's just something we'll just keep doing, what we've always done. So, Mr. Chair, I think that's all. We just have a cooperative attitude and don't want to offer a bunch of information, and we think we can make it work.
Questions?
I do. I have a question. Sabrina, I think, or Director Minchall, I think that you provided information last time that you had contacted Highway District 4. And can you restate the reasons that they don't want this road as a maintenance? And can you also talk about, I don't know, I haven't been out there, but is there topography issues? What does that look like? Any slopes?
Mr. Chair and Commissioners, it's Notice Parma Highway District. The appellant refers to Canyon Highway District because that's where they got the examples of the contracts from. Notice Parma Highway District does not have any interest in having this public road easement made into a public road for their use. It's not something that they see as needing in the future for any sort of through passage. It is not wide enough for their standards. They really just didn't have any use for it or any need. I would also just clarify, as based on that, a part of my conversation with Notice Parma Highway District is this county right-of-way easement that the intent in the language for Bureau of Reclamation was for a public road intent. It has never been by the county, as far as all the records we can find, constructed and maintained for that intent. So I am cautious, and when I spoke with the Highway District, in this case, Notice Parma Highway District, when we talk about standards, both width of maintained surface and easement, this cannot be an exclusive use. And so that's something maybe PA Wesley can speak about, but it's not any of those driveways, private roads, it's public. So that's why I suggested that if you want us to continue to pursue this, we're going to need to do, in my mind, some due diligence in terms of for the county's use, to make sure that what this thing is, that if we then start fulfilling the intent, regardless of who pays for it by this agreement, that it is sufficient for the public use. Maybe in the 70s, 25 feet would have worked. The minimum of a county, of an actual highway district, is much greater than that, both from right-of-way and from a maintained surface. So I think that that's been part of these conversations of languages. It's really none of those things. It is an easement, a right-of-way easement, for the intent of what would have been public. So we can't make it private. What's brought this conversation up is someone who wanted a new residential building permit. And so the trigger was, how is this going to take access? Right. And that's what triggered the conversation.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you. Destiny, would you like to address the board?
So I was asked at the last meeting to find an example of a county road that was issued to the county, and I did find that there was a county road was granted to or from an individual to the county for the purpose of a roadway in 1979, and it was never transferred to a highway district. It's off of Chicken Dinner and Sims Road area in there to kind of give a reference, or I did too, but there is one in existence.
Chicken Dinner and Sims?
Sims, mm-hmm. It's a small piece. It's only 0.4 acres.
Chairman?
Yes.
And I'm just going to direct the question. Director Minshall, do you have knowledge of this piece of road? Have you had a chance to look at that?
Mr. Chair and Commissioners, that's new information. However, just like this case, sometimes we are finding things from the 70s and before that surprises us all. If indeed it's something that is owned by the county, we would be wanting to have the same conversation of what is the liability or related to that, because if something was to happen on that property and it doesn't meet some sort of standards, that would be new. But in this case, there's nothing we have improved or maintained as a road to the county's ability of knowing.
Thank you.
All right. Other questions?
I don't think I do, Chairman. And maybe just, have you looked at the county ordinance on the road construction?
I have not looked at county ordinance for road construction because I've been trying to make sure I stay within the verbiage of the county road right-of-way easement and following the definition of easement versus right-of-way versus highways. And from what I've understood with the right-of-ways, majority of the time with in Notice Parma Highway District's policies and everything, they do say that whatever falls within their boundaries is under their jurisdiction. They even cite federal land in their policy as well. I think it's just an oddity that they're not used to seeing, which I totally understand. And they mentioned that there's so many different types of right-of-ways that they're not going to specify any particular right-of-way, and that it pertains to any and all right-of-ways. And so that's why I'm just trying to go by what they say for the right-of-way requirements for two residential parcels with the county.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it is privately maintained on that piece. I don't know if I remembered to mention that it is privately maintained. It is not maintained by the highway district. And it's actually not even in coming into contact with a road. It is off of a private lane or private road that piece is still in existence and has stayed that way.
So there'd need to be some research done to identify how that became county, because it could have become county literally from a tax deed that nobody paid for the piece. So to make the assumption that the county owns a throughway, a right-of-way, is an assumption that needs to be, all the details need to be substantiated.
Mm-hmm.
Our problem today is we don't own it. The Bureau of Rec owns it.
Mm-hmm.
They've offered this type of agreement, which under its own conditions we've broken. And I don't know, I'm sorry to have taken you on a task that I'm not all excited about, that you found an example. I apologize for that, because that was not my intent to send you on something like that. If I was to do that again, the contingent would be that the base owner of the ground is the Bureau of Rec, and that the county has a offer from the Bureau of Rec to take transfer of that property. That would be apples and apples. So my apology to you for doing that to you. I was not following through on all the details. Other questions?
I don't have any, Chairman.
You see my frustration. I'm trying to keep everybody legal and all the T's crossed and the I's dotted. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Thank
Can
you.
I ask a question of Mr. Wesley?
Chairman, yes. And I know I'm sticking my neck out, but our legal counsel is counsel to the Board of County Commissioners. I don't know that I would be what our exposure is if she were to ask a question. I don't even know if P.A. Wesley should answer the question because he doesn't represent. You would have, in my humble opinion, needed to bring your own legal counsel if you want to receive legal advice. But P.A. Wesley can speak for himself.
We can see what the question is.
Okay. What's the question?
It was just a follow-up from the last meeting to see if you had spoken at all to Lupe Rodriguez at Bureau of Rec.
I have not yet. I got this from Mr. Taylor on, I think, Monday. Had to find time to go through it, and then I just got her contact information today, actually. So it's on my to-do list if we proceed on this.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Mike Johnson.
As I said, sorry. Thanks. As I said, I didn't plan to speak, but if there were questions for me, I'm definitely willing to answer any.
I don't have any. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Sure thing. I do have one question that comes to mind. If I'm to ask further details or questions about the right-of-way as it pertains to me as an individual, otherwise landlocked homeowner, where would I go to the county with that?
You'd go to DSD. You could ask Jay to help you assign a...
Winner, winner.
Yeah. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I'll provide my information to you.
Great, thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
If I may, I did want to, we've used a lot of terminology here, so I just looked up on my phone without my glasses. I do think, again, part of the confusion a bit is this is an easement, as Commissioner Van Beek spoke of. The language in the contract from the 70s said right-of-way easement. However, the definition that the appellate's counsel spoke about from state law about public right-of-way does include language that says that the public agency has no obligation to construct or maintain, but may expend funds on the maintenance of. The reason I bring that up is I don't think, even if we were to ascertain and say it is actually right-of-way, let's pretend we actually owned it. Just because that exists does not obligate any public agency to actually construct or maintain something on that space. In many cases, there might be right-of-way for, let's say we were a highway district, there could be right-of-way through a development action that only had enough right-of-way for half the roadway so far. They're not going to actually maintain or construct that until they have enough width to actually do whatever the standard is for that public use. So I just wanted to put that on the record that two things. One, in this case, it's not our right-of-way. It is an easement, as mentioned. But secondly, if it was right-of-way, and if we were a highway district, just because right-of-way exists at some width does not mean that it has to then yet be improved to any sort of standard. You have to make sure that there actually exists enough for that to happen. So I just want to clarify that in the sense of that's why, if the board wants to proceed down that route, I would really recommend additional due diligence to make sure that there is enough space there to do something with. We're under no obligation to do so. It was an intent language in the contract. If there's other language that we have to work through with the Bureau of Reclamation, depending on how we want to handle that contract, that's a secondary conversation that we would have as legal with legal counsel.
Okay. Kevin Glenn. State your name and address, please.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Kevin Glenn, 19141 Tucker Road, Greenleaf. I'm here today as a relative and also as a former board member of the Black Canyon Irrigation District. I cannot speak for Black Canyon. They can't even speak for themselves. the thing you guys are going to realize in time as development heads that direction is it's a different animal. They chose to never pay off their project and remain under the federal purview for federal protections. Someday they may change that. So anything Black Canyon does has to be approved by the Bureau of Reclamation. That's an act of Congress. So even including San Hollow Creek, that's under the purview of the Bureau of Reclamation. So I prepared a few notes I'd like to read, and it hopefully won't take too long. The reason we are all here is because one government agency, Black Canyon, gave incorrect information to the county regarding this plot and this easement. They stated that didn't exist. I'm bringing to you today that individual who's responsible for that, Carl, the manager of Black Canyon, gave his notice last week and is leaving Black Canyon. And there's going to be some other issues outside of that that he should not have done. Anyhow, Black Canyon knows that that exists. When I was there on the board, we knew about that easement. We know about those properties were allocated throughout the district. They're in many locations, and they gave many different easements. You're probably going to find more of them. The reason being was for the people who were behind those properties not to be landlocked, to have access to their properties. And this is exactly that case, and it sounds to me like the Bureau of Reclamation is perfectly fine with the use of this for a home behind it. And in that case, there's already a home back there, and it's using it. And you're kind of between a rock and a hard place. You can't get rid of it. And I don't think the Bureau of Reclamation is going to get rid of it either. I mean, these things are just awful. When you get involved with the federal government, it is just nothing but trouble. So you have a situation where it already exists. It's not going to go away. You can't transfer it to a public individual or private individual, pardon me. It stays in the county purview. And I think the best situation is to keep it as an easement and just let these people go ahead and use it. They maintain it. As far as the width, I want to bring to your attention today that about 5 years ago, my best friend came to me regarding the developmental services were trying to force him to put an easement on his property because the development next door to him didn't follow through with the promises it made when its development got approved, and one lot next to him was landlocked. They came to him, and they said that we won't force this easement on you, or we are forcing this easement on you, and we came back and we fought that, and they said, oh, no, we won't do that. And then another individual ended up buying the lot a year later. Developmental Services came back, and this is prior to all you guys, came back and said, yes, you will honor this thing, in which case we then showed them our audio tapes that we had recorded from earlier, and they backed off. The individual who purchased that lot has a lot of weight pull. Her father is a very high person in Knife River. The amount of pressure put on my friend to make those changes, to allow his driveway, make him pave the apron, do all this stuff when he had nothing to do with this development was ridiculous. And Destiny brought it to my attention in the last week, and I'm sorry I wasn't here. I was in jury duty last week or during your meeting. Anyhow, she brought to my attention that Commissioner Brooks had asked the question whether or not you guys had the ability to make variances, to make changes to these things. Of course you do. It's done all the time. In this case, with my friend, once we brought it to the attention of what he was promised by the Director of Developmental Services and the fact that they tried to deny it later, they then went and changed it so that this individual's driveway crossing San Hollow Creek was approved at a 12-foot width. Coming off of three other homes in the same driveway with a driveway across the street from Market Road, directly across the street, and 100 feet from a blind corner where you can't see because of trees on the creek. So everything that you do for safety and guidelines was completely voided so that this individual could be approved. And it's sad the way it happened, but variances are done, changes are made to make things get through. This whole thing's been 3 years. In 3 years, interest rates have gone from 2% to over 6%. Housing prices have gone up 10 to 20%. It's sad it's taken this long, but it's all because one agency, Black Canyon, didn't tell the truth to Developmental Services regarding this thing to begin with. and this could have all gone that direction to begin with. And finally, I want to state that it was brought to my attention that all the emergency services are in favor of her coming in off of Goodson Road, a much shorter, much safer driveway. Out there in that area, having lived right near there, snow drifts in the wintertime, you can have a private road that long that's going to be dangerous. I mean, not talking from the one from Goodson, the one from Indecision. The right thing to do is what the emergency services are asking to be done, which is come off of Goodson Road. And I know that this is asking a lot, but you guys have the authority to make these things happen. And I know that there's a lot that goes along with laws, goes along with ordinances, but there's also precedent. And precedent's been set. And some people get bent over backwards to make sure their 12-foot driveway crossing a creek in a very dangerous location is just fine. But precedent should be treated the same for everybody. And if you have any questions, I'll take them. Like I say, I know a lot about Black Canyon. I know a lot about the district, and good luck with them.
Mr. Chairman, sorry. You want to go first, Mr. Brooks? I've heard what you said, and you appear to be a well-educated individual. Do you inherently believe that a 12-foot driveway and a mistake on a quid pro quo is a good decision that should set precedent?
Well, in this case, there's actually a 20-foot crossing there, but she has to use his driveway, his side of the driveway, in order to get across that. Now, my friend has the easement for her side. That would already existed. But he agreed to allow her to use that, but never giving her an access. They also stated that they would enlarge that crossing to make it wider. And since her father's with Knife River, that should have been an easily done job. That's 5 years ago, and it didn't get done, and nobody followed up on it. And I don't think that was part of the deal with the county either. So Do I think it was right? No, it wasn't right. But 12 foot is a big difference from 25. My driveway's not even 25 feet wide.
Thank you.
Mr. Brooks?
I'm good.
Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Is there anyone in attendance that wanted to speak that hasn't had the opportunity? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I move that we close public testimony.
I will second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded for closing public testimony. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. So we have a couple pieces of late exhibits. Do you want to deal with them? Do you want them put into the record? How would you like to deal with that?
Mr. Chairman, I'm okay if they enter the public record simply based upon the statement of the individual that put them in.
Okay.
Has the understanding that we're not going to look at them today and use them as part of our decision making.
I'm in support of that.
Okay.
It's just to receipt information.
Yes. All right. So could I have a motion then to accept late exhibits?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Second. Motion been made and seconded under those conditions to accept. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right. So I would entertain a motion to, did we close public testimony?
Yes.
So then I need to state that at this time the board will begin deliberation. Decisions by the board should be based on staff report, testimony, and exhibits we have received today, including findings, conclusions, and orders prepared by staff. Does the board have any changes it would like to make to the recommended? And I remind the audio that this is an appeal of a director's decision, not a straight decision of the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I do not have any changes to be made. I think This is probably the most convoluted thing that we've dealt with land use hearing wise since you and I have been sworn in. I think Mr. Taylor brought up several very good questions that I don't know the answer to, and I don't know that I want to put the county in the position of having to figure out the answer to, such as who do the plats call here at the county, or who from the county calls the plats when there's a problem, or this whole discussion of easement versus right-of-way, driveway versus private road. The road has issues. Fire says it's obvious looking at the map. Everybody would like a straight shot from emergency services, but this is a unique one-off anomaly that I'm still unclear of what kind of liability the county is put under if we enter into an agreement like this. Somebody gets hurt, there's an accident, somebody gets hurt attempting to maintain it. At this point, I know enough that I don't want anything to do with it as far as from the county standpoint of trying to administer it and keep track of it. Okay.
Chairman.
Yes.
And I appreciate the good discussion that's been had. Commissioner Brooks is correct. This is somewhat convoluted. This board has adopted a position of trying to create policy and run government in a way that is what we could be proud of for the future. There are decisions that were made that predate us. I don't want to be necessarily critical of that because we don't have the information on why this was done. I also don't have information regarding new testimony that was provided at Chicken Dinner Road, and I don't have information on Mr. Glenn's quid pro quo deal. I inherently believe, and this has been my position for 5.5 years, that you have to bring integrity with you to government. And just because there's been precedent set on poor decisions doesn't mean that I should predicate future decisions based on the poor ones that were made. Those are anomalies that I believe. I also did ask, because it appears to me that there's going to have to be some road improvement regardless, whether it's taken from Indecision Road or Goodson Road. I did ask if there was experience, if there was, first of all, knowledge of 07-010-3, which governs the road construction standards, and the answer was no. I could be wrong, but I was under the distinct impression that because of that, that there's also no prior knowledge of road construction and doing that in general. So that being said, the fact that the board made a decision based on information that was provided under oath in a hearing that happened 3 years ago, we simply tried to accommodate a request and meet the legal access requirement. The very outside of that, I see concern in setting different precedent and placing the county potentially in some liability by moving forward with an access that, in simplest terms, and this was related to a prior discussion, but the director explained it to me in a way that I thought made a lot of sense. A right-of-way is a government-owned piece of ground. An easement is permission to use that ground under a mutual understanding. And so to allow a third party, we don't have that agreement. And we've heard you say that we've actually not been complying with the existing agreement that's there. So I can't, the subject matter expert in the room is the director and the assistant director. The intent, which a lot of, I think is important here, the intent of this access was always public. This can never meet the intent. And so for the county to grant access under an agreement that cannot meet the original intent, to me would be, we don't have that authority to do that. I took a lot of words, long story long. I don't have any changes to the finding, but I want to make sure that we're well documented as a board as to why we're not able to meet the request for what seems like a simple, it's not simple to shorten that 1,300-foot access that was originally granted and go to the opposite end. It's not a simple process. So for all those reasons, I'm out. I can't find a way to go forward with this and not put the county in jeopardy on the consumption of time from legal staff and director of development services and her staff for this. This would be a civil matter if there was incorrect information that was provided.
Land use decisions are difficult at best and often messy. Long before I came along, Black Canyon came to be. And the bottom line about what's being discussed is Bureau, the federal agency, owns the ground lock, stock, and barrel underneath this. We don't. I don't feel clearness that I even have the authority to make some kind of an agreement on a easement right away, and even the vernacular frustrates me because they don't stay consistent. So the frustrating and messy part is what the appeal about is commonsensical, right? Shortest distance there, safest distance during the snowstorm, all of that. That's great. But I don't own the ability to say, yeah, I can make a deal for you. And one bad decision doesn't deserve a second. And yes, this board went toe-to-toe with Black Canyon Irrigation in December, and they changed a whole bunch of land projects from require back to recommend. So I've stood toe-to-toe against Black Canyon and some of their policies. But on this one, I don't want to get into a battle that I know that I already have won. And I don't have clear title to the ground underneath this. All I have is this piece of document about a offer of a right-of-way easement. So I appreciate Darren's attempt at this maintenance thing, but at the end of the day, this commissioner doesn't have clarity that I would have the authority to even negotiate this kind of agreement. It's not mine to give away or negotiate. I wouldn't be in favor of it. So that's a really long story. It's a really long explanation to get to the point that I'm frustrated because commonsensical, I'd really like to see Destiny driving down this right away. I would. But I have, there's only three of us that are legally looking out for the county. And we need to do our best to do that. And if some prior board or prior DSD has done bad deals, that's on them. But this commissioner, I don't have to do a second bad deal because there was a first one. And this one seems to me that would be an unfair and bad deal to Destiny to think that she's gotten something from the county that she can take to the bank when I truly feel that I don't have that to give. So that's a really long direction to get to the point that brings me to being in a position that I feel that I need to uphold the director's decision, and that's where I'm at. And it's also 5 o'clock, and there's a lot of very happy people leaving county employment at the moment. So we apologize for the background noise. Comments? How would the board like to proceed?
Chairman, it appears that we're unanimous. I think Commissioner Brooks has a decision.
Mr. Chairman, I move based upon the findings of fact and conclusions of law enumerated above that the Board of County Commissioners hereby denies the appeal affirming the decision by the Director of DSD for case number AD-2021-0060-MOD-APL.
I will second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. So director's decisions has been upheld. So can we adjourn?
Yep.
All right. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.